to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crow sends the first guard to
try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Yes, I'm back. Sorry, I got a new mic, and I don't know if it's too loud or not, but yeah, I'm back on the air after being off last week to do this show, the What Are You Reading comic book show. Give me, a little bit of time to get used to this mic. It's, like I said, it's new. I'm your host, Surfer, and we're going to talk comic books for the next hour-ish, maybe longer, maybe shorter, depends. You know, if you want to talk comic books with me, you can do so on Skype at SilverSurfer_Forever. You know, you can not watch the Dallas game, but call in. And we can talk comic books. And this is on here, we're live on RantEMRadio.com. Of course, you could be listening on TuneIn or Stitcher Radio. But you can come to the Listen Live chat room here at Rant In Radio, where you can participate, ask me questions. Or if you like listening later on the download, you know, that's cool too. We have iTunes and Podbean. You can get your audio from for this show and along with the other shows here on Rant In Radio. And so, this week, I'm going to start with, of course, the box office. There's really only one movie to talk about in the box office this week, and that's Thor Ragnarok in its second week. Last week it made a lot of money, but in the second weekend it made $56 million to add to its domestic total after two weekends to $211 million, and that's with a budget of $180 million. And then if you add in the worldwide numbers, Thor Ragnarok is already up to $650 million. So, you can hate Marvel, but they can't seem to go wrong when it comes to making money with their movies. And, you know, a lot of people think this is their best Thor. I'm not going to say that because I like all three Thors. I like Thor, and I like Thor the Dark World, and I like Thor Ragnarok. So, now I have to admit, when it comes down to the three trilogies of the Marvel heroes, that the Captain America series has been the better one, because First Avenger, it was pretty good, but they knocked it out the park with Winter Soldier, and then Civil War. Wow, man, you just saw stuff you never thought you'd see on the big screen that you used to see on the comic book pages. So. But, let's see, somebody calling? No, just Stanley letting me know he's going to go into the chat room, listen live. Stanley Kubert, one day, I'm going to collect a reward for his arrest. But until then, he's always welcome to listen and even call into the show, talk comic books with me. And, until we get some calls, let me see what news is available. But I think the big shocking news this week that dropped was that a longtime Marvel writer, Brian Michael Bendis, heads to DC with an exclusive deal. Now, Bendis has been writing for Marvel, I think, for about 17 years. And he's worked on his own books for Marvel. Plus, you know, he had a long run with the Avengers, Daredevil. He had a long run with the X-Men. He worked on Iron Man and Guardians of the Galaxy. And he was recently working with the Defenders. But, you know, I don't think he's just, like, leaving for DC tomorrow, so whatever books he's on now, he's probably wrapping up whatever storyline he's working on, so then he can leave a clean slate for whoever takes over his books. And he's created some characters like Miles Morales and Jessica Jones, and he's brought some characters back to prominence like Luke Cage, who, you know, at one time was considered D-list. He kind of brought him up to an A-lister, you know, using him and Spider-Woman and a lot of characters. He didn't have a problem taking characters that people didn't use a lot to use them. And when he took over the Avengers and started the new Avengers, he put together a team that of Avengers that normally would never come together, like Spider-Man and Wolverine, and made them to a point where they're not just, oh well, yeah, they'll show up once in a while, but when these people show up and they're on the Avengers team, they are Avengers, you know. And I think Spider-Man, Wolverine especially, you would have never thought they would be long-time Avengers. I know one time there was a storyline where Spider-Man joined the Avengers, and then, you know, his first mission, he went out into space and he was dealing with some cosmic beings. They was dealing with cosmic beings, and he just felt like he was just over his head. And at the end of it, he just said, "Hey, you know, I'm just going to stick to the ground and help the little guy out." And Cap was like, "Yeah, son, you know, you don't seem to be a fit for this." But I think the real thing was, the thinking was that Spider-Man just didn't work on a team. Working a team book, you know, that he was best on his own. And then of course Wolverine, you know, he's Mr. X-Men basically. That title used to belong to Scott Summers, but throughout the years it became Wolverine became like Mr. X-Men. And you know, for him to join the Avengers, and then when they had the AVX series, he kind of took the Avengers side in that fight, even though he was a mutant. And he still was close to the X-Men and so forth, but, you know. And then, like I said, he brought back Jessica Jones and Luke, and even Iron Fist to a degree, you know, even though other people did some great Iron Fist solo stories. But, you know, he brought Iron Fist onto the team, and now they're part of other teams like the Defenders and stuff. So yeah, I've been joking, but it's kind of like a betrayal that he's leaving Marvel. You know, I just thought like he would always be a part of Marvel, but at the end of the day, you know, who knows? I mean, I'm not look closely as to, you know, what the deal was. You know, whether just contract was up and somebody came with more money. I don't think he had a falling out with Marvel per se. He probably just, you know, got to a point where there was nothing. He didn't have any interest in writing anything else for Marvel. I mean, once you've had a long run on a lot of books, what is there left? So, and then, truth be told, certain characters aren't A-list, so unless they're built up first, you want to be on the top books to make the top money. So with DC, you know, now he can write Batman stories, and I don't know how good he might be with Superman, and You know, he'll probably get a run on Justice League. And then I don't know what else. You know, maybe he might help the DC universe. You know, with the movies. You know, maybe he might write a script or two. Uh-oh. So, you know, so Bendis, he's going to be with DC now, and maybe a long time before you see him write a Marvel book again. And, you know, I can say that, you know, there was a lot of people that thought he was a good writer, and a lot of people thought he was a hack. And so, yeah, that's been the shocking news of the week. I got Mr. Hightower on the line. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing good. What's up, man?
I know why you're calling.
I know why you're calling. I'm calling.
You want to talk about that Thor?
Yeah, but, you know, I'll usually call you when I get a chance to.
But you saw it last week, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Seen in IMAX?
No, I have not seen in the IMAX. Usually I see all of it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always see the opening at opening night, and I go to Century, so I usually just do the D-Botch. The D-Botch, it was it was pretty cool. I was moving all over the place.
So you understood all the characters and so forth, and
I wanted to dive more into knowing about Hela, mm-hmm. because I kind of find out just doing research and that Hela is Loki's daughter.
Yeah,
another Loki, right?
No, in the real Norse mythology, and even in the Marvel comics, Hela's supposed to be Loki's daughter, but in the movies they decided to make her a sister, as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, which I didn't have a problem with.
And then Fenriswolf is Loki's child too.
Who's that?
That giant wolf creature.
Oh, that's his child too. Oh,
yeah, because you know Loki's a shapeshifter, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you know he shaped it into a wolf, and.
Why they didn't do that? I mean, they could have kind of did that, but I can see why they did that though.
You know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is a bit different. From.
Yeah, it's a big difference from the Marvel comics. Yeah.
And, you know, it might have been hard to explain why Hela would be stronger than both Thor and Loki if she's Loki's daughter. But to say, yeah, she's Odin's oldest child, then, you know, that might explain more as to why she would be stronger.
Yeah. How did you like the movie?
Oh, I liked it a lot. I thought it was funny. I thought the action worked. I liked the scenes of Sakaar. I liked Hela. I've listened to some of you. They thought she wasn't a good villain, but when you look at Hela in the comics, that's the way she is. You know, she slinks around. You see her in a realm. She's not sitting on a throne. She's usually laying on a couch somewhere.
So I was getting this from researching and listening to a couple more podcasts, and it seems like that she might be death itself, like the goddess of death for real that Thanos trying to get to.
No, but they're not going to bring in the.
You sure?
They're not going to bring in death, but they're going to use Hela in MCU as the death that Thanos is in love with.
Loved one.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you start bringing in the real death, then you got to start bringing in Eternity
and all that
cosmic beings on that level, and I don't think they could pull that off in the movies. And, it would, you know, people get scared if you make up a character of death, and it's skeletal woman in a robe and everything, so that might scare some people off.
When I reviewed it on my podcast, which I will have you on one of these days, it was very funny. The only person I didn't really like from the actual movie was probably what's his name?
Grandmaster?
Yeah, we already got the Hella Guard, whatever.
Oh,
his name
you
was.
Talking about Scourge?
Scourge, yeah.
Well, he was a bit different from the book, but he looked just like Scourge. And then the way he went out, you know, that's the way he went out in the comic book. So they did get that part right, you know, with the machine guns and everything. But yeah, Scourge is his thing is he's in love with Enchantress. So when Enchantress does something messed up, he just follows her around, and you know she. Yeah, that's a couple of people they have not put in there. They did not. They never saw the Enchantress. Of course, if we do get more Thor films, we might. They never show Baldur the Brave, which I don't see how you can have a Ragnarok without Baldur the Brave. He's the catalyst for Ragnarok happening. His death triggers Ragnarok.
And another thing is Grandmaster, even though I know that this is not Grandmaster from the comics, this is still a hell of a good Grandmaster.
Well, if you've seen some of the Marvel cartoons, he's kind of like how the Grandmaster is in the cartoon.
Okay, because so, I know he's not that in the comics. The comics I read, but he was just he was all the way around funny.
Yeah. You know, well, they just took advantage of it being Jeff Goldblum, and you know, and so they let him go with that, and you
did
can
you,
understand
did you see that.
See
that sequence when he was with Thor was in the chair, and the Willy Wonka song came up. Oh, I was cracking up. It was a funny movie. It was very funny. A lot of scenes I cracked up on. And good Easter eggs too.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of faces on that building. One of them was Beta Ray Bill, apparently one of them was Ares.
Yeah, Ares, and another one was that robot, right?
Which robot?
Oh, fuck! I forgot his damn name already.
All the characters are Marvel creatures. One I never heard of, but I was watching a video where they say who he was, and I guess I never read any stories with him, so
it was funny though. It was just oh man, he was just so damn funny.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Lee did a good part too. He
now I wasn't sure how Tessa Thompson would come off as a Valkyrie because she's not that tall, but you know, she looked like she worked out for the role, and
she played her part.
Yeah.
She is an Asgardian. Asgardian.
Now, for anybody who cried over the fact that it's not the Valkyrie from the comics, well, there's more than one Valkyrie.
There's a lot of Valkyries, right?
Huh?
There's a lot of Valkyries, right?
Yeah, and no one said that was Broomhilda, which is the Valkyrie they use in the comics most of the time.
Broomhilda was the one that probably died.
That could have been her. That
could have been her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could have been her. And it really doesn't matter. If people see, that's one thing when it comes to like Marvel, they're going to mix people. There's going to be, you know, everybody can't be white. Put it that way. Everybody can't be fucking white.
And, you know, there's some people, they don't like the way that the Warriors 3 went out, but
oh, when Hela just killed him, if she that damn powerful, that wasn't a trip. If she that powerful, if she can do that, she can do that.
And there's a reason why Hogan took longer to go out, but
I mean, do you see the? Was you mad at that? I mean,
no,
I wasn't.
I mean,
pretty much, they was useless. Especially if they
right,
wasn't going to use them no more.
If there had been a 5-minute fight, then, you know.
No, but Hela, they say she's stronger when she gets to
Yeah, she was going to get, her strength was going to increase once she made the Asgard. And
you see how she kicked damn near all the damn soldiers' ass? God damn, one by one. It's like you play Assassin's Creed, just kill them.
when you see the flashback of her taking on the Valkyries, what chances those soldiers have?
No chance. It's strong.
So, and how
did you feel about Doctor Strange? Like, how did you like that scene?
Well, it showed that he's gotten stronger since his movie.
That's the only thing I don't get. This dude, this guy, hella smart, and then he just know everything.
No. Okay. You assume,
it looks like he just know everything. Now.
You assume it's been a year since his last movie, right? Like an actual year. See, sometimes these movies may be a year apart, but the actual timeline isn't that long, or maybe probably longer.
About 5 years.
No, it's not. I would say it was probably actual year from the time he took over the role as Sorcerer Supreme, and then the time he helped out in this movie was helping out. Thor.
Okay.
So he's super smart, and you saw in his movie that he's a quick read, he's a quick study. So he's picking up these things quick. Plus, the house itself does crazy things. So while they was probably bouncing around from room to room, that probably just been the house. You know, it was like.
But that was a good sync. Well, that was a good like scene because it didn't seem forced. It was like he was supposed to be there. It didn't seem forced.
Like, you know, he knows he's going from like whatever the front door is to the library. The house knows that it whisked him there. You know, he's like, yeah, you want tea? The house gave him tea. He's like, no, I don't drink tea. So he realized he drinks something strong. Gave him a beer. And it wasn't it was probably the house refilling the mug up. So give the house some credit on some of his abilities that was going on. Now who knows, maybe next year when he's outside the house, maybe his magic won't be as strong.
Altogether, I really liked it, the movie. It was 'cause when it comes to North mythology, when it comes to Greekology, I love like Zeus and Hades. Like I always studied that when I was a kid. So
you said Zeus and Hades. That's Greek.
Yeah, Greek. Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I want to know more. So I want to know more about Hela. I want to know more about Thor now, because I always watch all the Thors. I think all the Thors was good to me. A lot of people don't like number two, but I love number two.
Me too.
It's just all around, it was a good movie. We needed that funny movie from Marvel. It didn't need to be that serious. The Hulk was kind of Hulk was really fun. Hulk was alright. I don't like Mark Ruffalo. I don't like him in those type of like action movies. Like I like Mark Ruffalo from like very comedy, like comedic movies.
I don't know. He was doing the motion capture for Hulk and in the voice, so.
Yeah, that's what kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Well, he's done the motion capture for the Hulk before. And then, like, I think in the first movie when he spoke, it was Lou Ferrigno. But, you know, why pay
I think somebody, they should have kept it with Lou Ferrigno.
Why pay somebody else when you can just use the guy? And
cut costs. But a lot of people don't like this Hulk. I mean,
why?
It's okay.
Because
what
was wrong with this version of the Hulk?
They just say they just don't like this Hulk because he seemed like pussyfied, like kinda like it's like they not dumbed him down, what you call that? Like they cradled him. Like he ain't the badass that everybody's seen the Hulk before, or something like that.
I'm a little confused on how he's not a badass. I mean, he was killing people in that arena. So.
I'm talking about like Hulk fans, like groups I'd be on there. It's like, oh, I don't really like this Hulk. I mean, he was okay to me. I liked him.
You can't please everybody, but
yeah, you can't. You can't please everybody.
So,
going
to you plan on
something.
Seeing it again in the theaters, or are you just gonna wait for it to come out on video?
Wait for it to come out on video. I might. Well, if I go see Justice League early, I might go see what's the name again.
I can go see Justice League tomorrow.
You lucky fucking bastard. Well, you. I want to go see Justice League so damn bad.
There were some tickets available in a lot of cities. And I don't know if it was in your area or not.
No, it's never. I mean, and if it is, it's California. So, like, San Francisco, like, everybody be trying to, like, it's so hard to, like, go ahead and.
Dude, I live in one of the five biggest cities in the country. You know how hard it is
for us to get. Well, you must have got people because it's so damn hard in San Francisco.
No, it's not people. I do a lot of work. It's a lot of searching and
searching the stuff.
Yeah, searching the internets.
I think I need to do that. Cause I've been looking, and then especially where I live at, like I live over here in like. It's, you know, it's by San Francisco, but it's another city. It's Richmond. It's not that, you know, they don't have showings like that out here, too. I just gotta look. Maybe I gotta look. Maybe you are, but I'm so excited about that movie. I can't wait.
For Justice League, huh?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be biased.
Okay.
I'm gonna be biased.
Be
even
honest,
if it's
you
not
know,
good, I will still be biased.
So if it's not good or if it's good?
If it's good, if it's not good, I'm gonna admit it's not good, but I'm gonna still watch it because it's Justice League.
Well, I got my fingers crossed. You know, I'm not a DC hater. I want every comic book movie to be good. You know, I really don't get when I hear talk about how whether people think that these comic book movies are starting to die down or get too.
It's not. It's just. DC EU have just been messing up, really.
No, but the thing is,
that's all.
Even in a year where it seems like there's a lot of comic book movies, there's like usually less than like 10 movies in a year, and hundreds of movies come out. You get more horror movies per year than you get comic book movies. But yeah, for some reason. If you get more than two or three comic book movies, then everybody thinks they're making too many. And then on top of that, when you look at the box office numbers for each year, you look at the top five, it's either mostly or all of them are comic book movies. I think last year, I think like every movie was either comic book movie or animated movie. And this year, probably three of the top five movies will be comic book related movies. The only exceptions will be Beauty and the Beast, and maybe if it sticks around, Fast and Furious. Everything else will be a comic book movie, a comic book related movie. Cause more than
I mean, does it really matter? I mean, we're in a time where everybody want to see their superhero.
But I'm saying, if they're making the most money, how are people getting tired of it?
Tired of it. I mean, it ain't a big deal.
I mean, more than likely by the end of the year, Star Wars will probably be the number one movie. And then.
Yep. I already got my ticket for that.
Yeah, I got mine for the fan event, 6 o'clock on the first day.
Oh, you couldn't get one earlier than that?
What do you mean? That is the early one.
Oh, that's the earliest one? Oh, are you going to sit in with the fans?
No, well, okay.
The actual, like, fans, the people that wear, like, cosplay.
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know if they're going to show up.
We have one out here.
I don't know if they're going to show up in my theater or not.
Oh, they're going to show up in my theater. That's why
I would wear my Darth Vader helmet, but then they wouldn't let me in the theater because, you know, ever since that Dark Knight movie massacre, you know, they don't let you come in wearing masks anymore.
And
what they're doing is like the first show is in IMAX, and they're doing either a fan event, which you know they'll give you a couple extra things, or they're doing a double feature with Force Awakens. But no matter where you at, the first movie don't start till 6 p.m. in IMAX.
Well, I got the one at 10 o'clock. I always go like later on. Well, so, I mean, yeah, there'll be people. Well, in this one, in Star Wars, there's going to be a lot of people, so I really can't write nothing down because I'm going to be too busy looking at stuff. But I might go ahead and have to see it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Bobby's over. It's just, after seeing that trailer last week, man. You just know that. I'm just very excited for that.
You bought a regular D-Box, right?
Yep, D-Box. I don't do the 3D D-Box because I don't like 3D.
I don't know what D-Box like is. I don't have D-Box anywhere.
You have area. To do it. It's no, like, they don't, have you they, ever,
there's no place to have D-Box.
Okay, that's have you ever went to a music park where they have that special theater?
Yep. The seat moves and shakes.
So it's just like that. It's not like that. Like, woo, 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 moving hecka fast. No, it moves a little bit. You know, moves.
I get what it does. I'm saying, none of the theaters around here have that. I mean, they're just fitting some of these theaters for, you know, modern stuff. Like the AMC, they putting in the Dolby theater.
The Dolby. Oh, okay.
Which of course is supposed to be their version of the IMAX, because, you know, IMAX is a brand name, so.
Oh, IMAX have the IMAX theater, IMAX?
Yes. Like, when you see an IMAX in a Regal or an AMC or whatever the chains in your area, it's not owned by that chain. It's owned by IMAX. They're just using the space.
Oh, they're just using the space. Right. So, okay, because I know that there's an IMAX in Emeryville, but it's just, see, that won't be too much people. Like, I go where mine's at, I go where all the nerds go. Like, that's where we all go. We don't go to, we can go to the Emeryville one, but the Emeryville one is just too much people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to actually go with people that is very excited about the movie. Like Thor, everybody was loud, and not loud, but everybody's very excited. Everybody's paying attention. Nobody wasn't like, you know how you get around black people. You know how black people start acting and start talking through the movie and shit. I don't want to. I hate that. Okay. I'm black myself, but I hate that. And that's what we get at Emeryville if I go down up over there. So that's why I don't go to IMAX a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So, I kind of missed a lot of stuff last week not being on the air, but, you know. Gotta take a day off.
Oh, did you talk about? Well, we talk about that in a minute, but.
Did I talk about what?
That Marvel was about to buy.
I didn't get to it yet, but so I saw the stories about how Marvel was, you know, going to purchase 21st Century Fox, but like all these things, you know, once the word gets out, then people start backing off because then they want to change deals and so forth. And not, I mean, Marvel, I mean, DC, not DC, Disney was talking about buying 21st Century Fox. Now, the fact that they talked about it could mean it could happen because.
Oh, it is happening. When Disney say this, when Disney say and talk, that means even though it might have quote unquote died down, Disney gonna throw in some money.
Like when the whole thing about, you know, Marvel and Sony working together, and that got leaked. Then all of a sudden, it's like, oh no, we're not going to do it. And then next, you know, yeah, we're doing it. Spider-Man's coming home.
Yeah.
And you know, I heard like the number was $4.9 billion that
they got the money to do it too.
Well, look, they paid $4 billion for Marvel, and they've made their money back. They paid $4 billion for Star Wars, and they got their money back. And now, at some point, yeah, maybe they might buy one thing too many, and then they're not making the money.
Nah, I mean, in this instance, if I was them, I think I'll say, man, here go $2.2 billion, because what's name, y'all, like, I don't know, y'all keep Deadpool. Well,
I think. See, I haven't looked in it closely, but I think there's a case where like Fox like lose more money on movies than they make money, and then, like, I don't think Fox have any billion-dollar franchises like Universal and Disney and Marvel and so forth. You know,
you look. You want me to tell you how Fox really make their movies? I mean, make their money. Fox make their money by some TV shows, mostly TV shows, and we'll say, like, you know, Fox News and Fox Sports. Fox Sports is really good too. Fox Sports is good. But when it comes to the actual movies, they need to just, you know, let that go. They keep, like you said, they keep losing money. Let it go. At least sell the X-Men. No, to.
I'm not saying they're losing money, but you know, when you don't have these huge franchises, like the X-Men has made money and they've also lost money. And let's see, what's Logan made this year?
Logan made a lot, right?
Yeah, but that, I'm saying that might be the most money they made. And then you got, like, you know, Disney, they got like 2-3 movies making $1 billion or more a year. And it's like Disney and Universal, they've been like lapping everybody with the money they're making. Let's see. So Logan worldwide made
85 million?
616 million. Which, oh, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. You know, it only had a budget of 97 million.
Made their money all way over.
But if you probably, let me see if I can find like a list of their movies and from this year. Let's see.
Oh, domestic total of 226 million worldwide. Yes, yeah. 16. Oh, damn, right. They made well over.
All right, so this is the domestic movies. Now, the only movies they've made $1 billion, and this has been a while. Avatar, which is, of course, the number one movie of all time.
I don't think so, but yeah.
No, it is. As far as money?
As far as money-wise, yeah, number one movie, but far as, well, like, number one best movie.
No. We're talking about money.
Oh, money, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Phantom Menace made over $1 billion. That was a long time ago.
God damn. Trash.
And then, let's see. Let's see. Revenge of the Sith didn't make $1 billion. Let's see what Deadpool did. This is more of their more recent movies. Yeah, it made like 783 million. You know, these ain't small amounts. They do have money makers, but they do have some movies that flop too, and it might not be coming out even for them. Who knows?
Why do you say flop when? Even you say flop, like,
I say flop, Grammy. Like, they got a budget of $150 million in a movie, and its run only makes like 25,
oh,
30.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, we're just, you know, just go to sleep and wake up one day, and then the deal may be done, and if not, then, you know, it's not.
Oh,
like,
just get them away from. I just want them to not have Fantastic Four. I want them not to have X-Men.
Well,
go ahead, keep Deadpool, because they doing good with Deadpool.
Here's the thing about Fantastic Four. Fox doesn't have the rights to the Fantastic Four.
Who have rights?
No, there's a guy. He bought the rights to the Fantastic Four, and he wants to work with Fox.
This nigga.
And for, you know.
So you tell me we could have had the Fantastic Four as one of the Avengers in the movie, because this dude didn't want to work with Fox but don't want to work with Marvel, and what the people that's obviously making the money,
that's what I heard. I forgot who the guy's name was, but
that's a big W right there. I don't get that, but okay.
You know, like, I think, you know, Batman, the rights to Batman doesn't really belong to Warner Brothers. It belongs to one guy. And, of course, because it's Warner Brothers owns DC. Well, you might as well go make it with them anyway. It wouldn't make sense for them to go to a different, you know.
Definitely want to go to Marvel, but.
Well, no, that's not going to happen, but.
But, I mean, well, the Batman movies that they came out with, was almost all of them was good. Then, you know, it's half and half with Batman. But Fantastic Four, none of that shit work. Not the first one, not the second one, and not the remake one.
I'm not going to, listen, I like the first two. I wouldn't try to convince anybody why they should like them. But yeah, that third one, you know, look, I don't know
it's terrible.
I don't know, listen, I don't know if it's Josh Trank. I don't know if the studio, I don't know if it's just too many fingers, too many, you know, it seemed like Josh Trank should have just did a movie not called Fantastic Four. And, you know, maybe he would have got a way of doing the things he wanted to do. And then people would have said, hey, you know, that's a better Fantastic Four than the Fantastic Four. But, and then I haven't heard Josh Trank's name with any movie since then. It's like, he did a Chronicle. You know, everybody loved Chronicle that saw it, that understood
the best
it.
Best movie ever. Chronicle, yeah, I love that movie. I always thought they was going to come out with a part two, but I think Dude died, right? At the end or something like that.
No, they were supposed to do a Chronicle 2, but I guess after, you know, the whole Fantastic Four thing, you know.
It seemed like a real movie. Like, it seemed like it was really... I don't know. Chronicle was hella good.
Even though the one guy died, the other one, he flew off, and they could have followed him in the second movie, or you know, follow some new kids.
Some,
you know, and you know, Michael B's in that, and you know, you look at him now, you know, he's about to fight the Black Panther and everything. So.
I can't wait to that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I just don't like that they have an older fan. So they about to have it in February. What the hell? All them damn black people up there. Black Panther. That's all you have. Black.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to buy my tickets. As soon as tickets go on sale, I will be purchasing.
This might be all type of coolery going out up in my theater.
Yeah, then, you know, I'm gonna pull out the dashiki and the medallion and everything. I'm gonna pick out the fro.
Marvel about to make a lot of money from there's gonna be a lot of black people in that movie.
I'm gonna get one of those King Joffrey coats. You know, with the lion on it. That's made out of velvet. And I'm gonna be good to go.
So you know, this might ties in with the Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
It should.
It possibly was, you know, that might have something in there, you know.
Because in the comic, did Wakanda and Black Panther beat one of the Black Order members from, I think it was Infinity Comic, I think so, which I was reading.
Well, at first, Wakanda held off. One of the Black Order members, but then they all came and it kind of fell, and everybody got killed.
Oh, everybody got killed in Wakanda, including Black Panther.
No, he was like the only one escaped, but his sister was killed, and you know, that was one of the things that they were doing with the storyline of the recent Black Panther. Was, you know, like he was trying to bring his sister back, and then like the country was kind of falling apart because all these different factions wanted to take over from him, and you know, it was the faction didn't think there should be a monarch anymore, and you know, he was trying to keep the country together and still, you know, coming to the future in a way.
So before we move on, I wanted to talk about this. So,
excuse me.
When Loki looked at one of the Infinity Stones, we know that Loki will be on Thanos' side in the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, it's more than likely he grabbed the Tesseract when he was
give it to.
No, just to take it. Period. I mean,
just to take it. But
you figure you know, if you watch the mid credit, you know what's going on, and you know, if they come across each other,
I wish he would have just showed up with just his throne, him sitting on his throne instead of that damn big ass ship. But
no, he's coming with peoples.
Yeah, he come with the Black Order.
But I wish he just wasn't just the Black Order. He's coming with troops.
I know, but I just wanted him to show up with the chair, just woo, and it stopped right there. That would have been it. Just him showed up with the chair, mm-hmm. his little throne chair. That would have been sick. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I got something. You know, some of you may not think this is comic book related, but it is. Hasbro is making a bid to buy up Mattel. Now,
Mattel. But that's Barbie, right? Mattel is Barbie. Ooh.
Of all some of the things that Mattel make.
Is Barbie, though, right? But not the original Barbie.
I don't know who, you know, what company was originally making Barbie.
Yeah, Barbies, because you know Barbies cost. If some people invested and get it, like Barbies cost a lot of money.
But I think Mattel makes like Fisher Price Hot Wheels and stuff like that. The thing is, Hasbro's been trying to make movie franchises based on the games and toys, and you know, they pick up Mattel's library of items, then you know that's going to give them more resources to try to make movies out of them.
They can then make a Barbie movie,
yeah,
if they really wanted to.
Listen, a Barbie movie would be the easiest thing they could make. It's just a question of whether they
how they'll do it.
Whether they can make Barbie more modern, less, like, you know, Barbie. You know, the thing about Barbie is
modern. If you see it, because
no, not her. I'm saying like the whole concept of Barbie. You know, this perfectly shaped blonde female that has it all. Has a sports car. Has the boyfriend. Has the Malibu mansion and everything.
No, they don't have to do that. They can go to Kelly or somebody like that. That's all different type of Barbie.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta make Barbie. You gotta try to make her a bit different. You know, they have tried to make Barbie more normal shaped as opposed to this perfect figure that's supposed to be what Barbie is. And then, you know, you gotta make it more relatable to today, unless you're just going to make fun of it.
I mean, if you well, put it this way, if you really want to get into it, a lot of kids don't even buy the specific Barbie no more. A lot of kids buy
Barbie's not hurting as far as sales. People,
listen. There's, because I got a niece and I always buy her Barbies. There's Barbie, right? The Barbie. But there's different type of Barbies for the culture of like kid Chinese, like they got big Barbies, small Barbies, little Barbies. Kids buy that now instead of buying regular Barbies.
Kids don't buy Barbies, the parents do.
No, but what I'm trying to say, but the kids there, they usually people don't pick up actual Barbie. They pick up the Barbie Kelly, Short Kelly, Big Kelly, or the fat girl, or something like that. Girls that look like that. That has changed. Barbie have changed drastically. If you go into stores, Barbie have changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't. It's been decades since they've been making Barbie. You can't just make the same old Barbie. You gotta come up with new versions for them to sell. Do you remember the original name of the black Barbie?
What was her name?
Chrissy.
Chrissy?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like a black woman, does it?
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, I mean if you get the right people writing it and the right actresses and all and the right director,
they got the people. A lot of people been buying the Barbie fashionettes, yeah. And then so the fashionettes or the fashion, whatever you call that, is like different colors of Barbie, black, white, Chinese. People ain't buying regular Barbies like that. People buying all different type of girl, little girls buying all different type of Barbies that look like them. I'm telling you, sucker.
Stanley's acting up in the chat room. He says,
Thor, what he saying?
Says Thor's a pussy. I hope he smites you with his hammer. And then he says Barbie has to be more busty. Man, you need to, you know, Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein, all of them are getting snagged. How come you haven't got snagged? That's what I want to know. When are they going to get you? Anyway, Stanley hasn't called in a long time. He needs to call in. It's nothing new that toy companies buy other toy companies, but you know, Hasbro, they have a network, a TV network, and
Hasbro making money off DC Heroes.
They want to get all of their properties into movies somehow, and have them connected in a way or two. So
you know that, right? Like Hasbro making a lot of money off of DC Heroes. Like my son collects, got almost them there, all the DC characters you can name.
Yeah, well, you know,
they are banking money off of Fitch Price.
Action figures have always been money makers.
No, but it's not actual, like, it's, have you ever seen the Fisher Price toys for DC toys?
No, I mean, it's
very popular, surfer. Like, they even got, like kids will go on YouTube, look it up, mm-hmm. watch it, and be like, I want that. That's how Hasbro making their money through YouTube, I'm telling you. All the people that be showed off the Fish Price of toys, DC and Marvel, I think Marvel part of them too. But DC, I know DC, a lot of people buy those damn little toys for kids, I'm telling you.
Yeah, this was a story from last week. You know, you watched Batman Brave and the Bold, right?
Not no more, but no, sometimes. I mean,
you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And, you know, I have to admit, when I initially thought it wasn't going to be a good show, but it was an excellent show, by the way. You know, they took elements and made fun of it and made it relevant. And you know, how they took Aquaman and made him over-the-top outrageous and all, and he always said outrageous. And then, oh, that last episode, man, it brings a tear to your eye the way it ended. You ever see the last episode?
No.
Well, Batmite got tired of the whole Batman Brave and the Bold, and so he wanted a more darker Batman. He set out to end the show, and something Bug came in to stop him, and you know, once Batman supposedly got the show canceled, they was like, well, look, dude, now you got the show canceled, you're canceled too. So he disappeared, and then so then they having a rat party in the Batcave with all the cast members, and then like you see the set being broke down, everything's like cardboard, like the Batmobile, which is a flat piece of cardboard, and the computers and stuff, and they all just, you know, reminiscing about, you know, how they had a good run and drinking, and you know, the Joker's playing the piano and the villains are standing around watching them play and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And it was cool, but the reason why I bring it up is because they're doing a Brave and the Bold movie, where he's teaming up with Scooby Doo, which you know all the team ups that Brave and the Bold did. The one team up I wish they'd have did was Batman and Blue Falcon.
Hmm.
Because that seemed like that show would have been perfect if they'd have brought Blue Falcon and Dog Wonder onto the show and team up with Batman and Ace. But, yeah, you know, at some point, Scooby-Doo got to stick his nose into other people's business, and they doing a team up.
Just like wrestling.
That's the WWE. They're the ones making those Scooby-Doo movies.
Who owns Scooby-Doo? Cartoon Network?
Boy, that's
who
all Tom
owned
Warner.
The rights to Scooby-Doo?
Tom Warner.
Tom Warner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So, you know, and Time Warner owns DC, so, and DC puts out Scooby-Doo comics and all those,
So somebody else really owned the Batman character.
As far as the movie rights.
I did want to ask you this, and this is kind of comic book related. What is actually the Detective Comics 1 through 26? I know Batman showed up, so what was the Detective Comics between 1 and 6? It was just like regular, just old comics, like a regular detective?
Yeah, they were anthology detective stories.
Oh, so just a different detective every issue?
Well, no, not. It was multiple stories per issue. When Batman shows up in his first issue of Detective Comic, it's not the whole comic book. It's like a portion of it is Batman. And then he got so popular, he took over the book.
So he was already in there.
No. When his first appearance is what, the 27, right?
So who was the main character then?
There was no main character.
It was just detective stories.
They were just detective stories. There was like three or four stories per issue. Because they were called anthology books. Like Superman, his first appearance in Action Comics number one. It's not the whole book. It's just a portion of it.
So Action Comics was just something else.
Yeah, it had Superman and some other stories. And then the more popular Superman got, the more he took over the book.
And DC is really Detective Comics.
No, that's not what DC stands for.
Oh, I thought it was. Well, was it back then?
No. I don't think it was called DC back then.
It was just very... I just wanted to know that. I was like, Batman didn't show up until episode 20. Because I was reading Batman Lost, that's why. And they kind of...
Well, once Superman became popular, then it was like, oh, we got to get more caped heroes.
So it was always Superman first.
As far as superheroes go, yes.
There
was comic books before Superman, but most of the comic books were reprints of the newspaper strips.
Yeah.
And then they started doing some...
So who was first? Who was the first ones to really come out with like popular comic books? Was it Marvel or was it DC?
DC came out with Superman first.
Okay. But did Stan Lee work with DC at one time? And then branched off and made Marvel?
No, I don't think so. He was always working for Marvel, which used to be called Timely.
Because
he was related to the owner.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, he started working there at a young age, and
he came up with all the good superheroes.
Well,
right?
People dispute that too, as far as whether he came up with it or Jack Kirby came up with it.
I know Jack Kirby came up with some good characters. Darkseid.
I just say they came up with it together. I don't know why you gotta.
No, I'm talking about Darkseid though.
Oh yeah, once he left Marvel with the DC, he started coming up with these characters, and like Darkseid really didn't take off until the toy companies came around. It's like, yeah, we want to make superhero toys, but we need a villain for them, and Darkseid fit the bill.
Darkseid.
So that's how he became the Darkseid we know today.
The moving planet.
What do you mean moving planet?
Apocalypse.
What do you mean moving planet?
His planet, or whatever.
No, his planet don't move.
I'm thinking of something else. My bad.
Eagle's a living planet.
My bad.
Let's see. What else? So, you know, ever since they said that they was going to cast Zachary Levi to play Shazam, people was like, how's he going to look against The Rock playing Black Adam? And then they were like, oh, no. He's not going to be the villain of the Shazam movie. He's going to get his own movie. And now he's saying that Black Adam's supposed to show up in Suicide Squad 2.
How would that make any fucking sense?
I don't know if he's going to be the person they fight. But, the thing about the Suicide Squad, ain't nobody on that squad capable of taking on Black Adam? They out of their mind.
See, if they were smart, this is what I'll do. I'll just make a whole completely Black Adam story within that, you know, Egypt and all that
stuff. How Black Adam became corrupted.
How he became corrupted and became Black Adam. And then at the end of the movie, if you want to show Shazam getting his powers, and then boom, you can do it like that. That's what I would have did. I would have did the Black Adam movie first. Because, I mean, his story is very interesting. You know, I like Egyptian history.
Well, if they cast Billy Batson, his name was Asher Angel.
Okay.
Let's see what he's been in. I never really heard of the kid before, but you know,
not like he was a pharaoh, right? Black Adam was a pharaoh.
I think he was something like that. You know they got Isis on Legends of Tomorrow. Well, at least her powers. Did you know that?
I don't watch Legend of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, this is one woman and she has like the amulet for Isis. They haven't said it was Isis' amulet, but that's what it is.
I can't get into none of the DC. Well, Supergirl, I think I need to watch Supergirl over again.
Well, they're about to have their crossover in a couple weeks.
Who, a Flash and Supergirl?
Yeah, and Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, did you hear about? Oh well, you might got that Reverse Flash and Flashpoint.
Will be who?
Will be played by, I don't know if it was alive, Will Ferrell.
I didn't hear that. They can't do that. They can't do nothing like that. I like Will Ferrell. I think he is capable of doing something more than just falling down and getting hit in the head, but he's not, you know, that's not the person you want to cast as Reverse Flash. And
yeah, it says, well, I don't know if it's true or not. Will Ferrell,
where'd you see that at?
Cast as Reverse Flash. Let me get the... That's what they said, but I think it's a lie. No, it's a lie.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, so I think it might be better if they do separate movies for Shazam and Black Adam My thing is, if they do them together, they'll be trying to split the movie between two origin stories. I think, to me, that's never worked outside of the first Spider-Man movie, and even then, like, I didn't need to see Norman Osborn's origin as opposed to him just, you know, being the Goblin.
Like, and see, if I was them, this would be that, even though you don't like this, but this will be their counter thing to the Black Panther. I would go all the way and say make Black Adam like a black movie. Damn near. Sisters in Egypt. Make everybody black.
Let's see.
And that'll be like they counter, you know, something to show to Marvel. Mm-hmm. That they can have all black cast too.
Yeah, so you haven't been watching any other TV shows, right?
No, man. I've been sticking on Freeform, man. All I've been watching is lately the only show I've really been like paying attention to is Shadowhunters.
Oh, Well, Gordon has finally become captain of the GCPD, and they've been doing a pig storyline, like Professor Pig. They got Grundy on there, and
when is this show gonna be over with? What is it?
People are watching it.
I don't fucking know fucking why. It's a fucking disgrace to the DC.
There's some good, you know, listen, I don't think it's perfect, but there's some good elements on that show. Like when they get the Penguin, you know.
Is this Elsewhere?
Might as well say this.
Have to be a Elseworld, like a like another universe, another multi-universe.
Yes, it is. Hopefully
it is.
Because recently they had Ra's al Ghul on there, and Bruce Wayne supposedly killed him. So now he's been acting messed up in the head since then, where it's like he was running around on rooftops trying to beat up criminals, and then after he kills Ra's al Ghul, he doesn't want to do it no more. And then like the last episode, he's like he's having this charity in his house because his family used to do that, and he's pouting in the kitchen. Some girl comes up he used to go to school with, and she's like, "Oh, why don't we hang out?" So she takes him around these other teenage boys. They're like already like, "Oh, he's a weirdo, he's a freak, blah blah blah," and let's go to this club. So they try to go to the club, and the bouncer would let them in. So the one kid's like, "Oh, let's go." So Bruce Wayne goes, "Hold on a second." He walks up to the bouncer, talks to him. The bouncer points to this other guy. He walks up to the other guy, talks to him for a few minutes, shakes his hand. And so Bruce Wayne goes, "Come on, let's go," except for him. And the guy goes, "I want to speak to the owner." And the bouncer said, "You are standing right next to him." Because he's acting up, he goes and buys a nightclub.
Oh, hold on. He goes by a nightclub?
Yes.
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne. Teenage Bruce Wayne.
What to go buy a nightclub?
Why you buy a nightclub? Just to show up the guy who was fucking with him.
What's wrong with this idiot?
Well, he got the money. You know what I mean,
I know he does
that kind of shit. He does that kind of shit as a dog. He did that in Batman Begins. Is like he's in a restaurant. And they're like, "Oh, you gotta go." And he's like, "Look, I'm buying this place." So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm glad it's Elseworld, because that's why I was like, ah. Now, Joker.
So the guy that was Butch, he came back to life as Solomon Grundy. He kind of don't have his memories, so he's been fighting in this underground thing where they kill each other, and he's just too fucking strong. So he's just been beating the shit out of everybody he's been fighting.
So Bruce is gonna really turn into Batman this year.
Well, he was trying to.
Is that, he's trying to and it didn't work?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you focus in on Bruce Wayne becoming Batman, then, in my opinion, it should be all about him laser focus on getting better at fighting, detective working, all this other stuff. Not this emotional Bruce Wayne we've been getting where... Like, you know, Alfred in one season took him out to the woods, and he's like, "Oh, I can't do this."
And this is Bruce.
Alfred's supposed to be teaching him how to fight, and you don't really see much of that anymore. And then he's always he basically be like, "You're not my father," to Alfred every time Alfred tries to tell him. Who's calling me on my cell phone? They just haven't figured out what they want to do with him. And the other thing is, they seem like they want to corrupt everybody in Gotham. Like Lee Thompson, you know, she's ever since last year when she was infected and was acting evil. Now she's in some underground. She's the doctor for this underground fight club, and now she has to take over because the person who was running it was killed. And
oh my gosh, this is Elseworld. This is fucking Earth fucking 50. What type of bullshit is this?
Now, one of the things they kind of do get right is Bullock, like, you know, he was never the best police officer, but it seemed like he's going on the right path, and then they turn him right back around. It's like, oh, you're taking money from the Penguin. You're doing this. You're doing that. And so,
oh, so the Penguin really became into power, huh?
Well, he was mayor for a season or two.
Oh, he was mayor?
Yeah. Until they thought he was dead. And then now he's just, you know, everybody knows he's running the criminal world. And like his
so thing. When I started to watch, I stopped watching it when he finally knew who his dad was. Mm-hmm. He found out who his dad was. So Penguin do got money, right? Yeah, he is rich like Bruce.
Yes.
Okay.
He's not rich as Bruce. He's not rich as Bruce Wayne, but yeah, his family was one of those wealthy aristocrat families. And
now, do you think they will have the Court of Owls in there?
They had that last season.
They had the last season, right? And the Court of the Owls was okay.
Now, they all got killed up by Ra's al Ghul. He got tired of them fucking up.
What
else? So yeah, that storyline's been over since this season.
Any comic books you've been reading?
Good question. I was reading Spirit of Vengeance. I picked up a Shang-Chi from this week and Power Pack from last week. I haven't read yet. You know, I always keep up with my Thor because I think that's the best book out there. And right now there's an Avenger crossover with Champions. I've been reading. Everybody reads Saga, so.
Oh, I don't read Saga. I've read. I do have an Image book, but it's with Top Cow.
Have you never read Saga?
No, I never. I read some of Saga from the Image comics. I don't really like it. I've been reading this comic from Top Cow and Image, and that is Port of Earth. Mm-hmm. It just came out. Yeah, it's about aliens coming down to make a business deal with humans, and all they want is water. So few is they water. So basically, the aliens come down, make a business deal with the humans, mm-hmm. and then they use like a gas station, and the gas station is actually put on the water. It's like a big little
It's got to be something going on with that.
Oh no, it is. And once people have been coming down, like aliens coming down, they start to want to know what Earth is like. But you know, people from Earth don't want them to, you know, come into the country.
Mm-hmm.
They just want them to get their water and go. But some of them come and then kill people, and then they got some rogues. So it's crazy. It's a good read. I like that. And then I've been reading Batman, Dark Knight's Metal.
Mm-hmm.
Been reading that Batman Lost, which is pretty cool. So far, that's the biggest crisis, DC crisis, that's going on right now. The dark universe. That's about it. That's all I've been reading. I'm waiting for the Phoenix. I heard Phoenix is returning.
Yeah, Phoenix Resurrection is coming up.
Resurrection. So I'm gonna go ahead and get that. I'm going to unsubscribe to Jean Grey because I just don't find it interesting no more.
Well, I think they came out with a Jean Grey book because they're doing the Dark Phoenix movie, which I have no hope in.
Really, I'm that's what I'm really mad at, because like Phoenix is one of my favorite X-Men characters. I think
that's why they're bringing her back. They're bringing back the original Jean Grey anyway. So
they got. I just want to hope the comic book is at least okay. I don't really care. I'm just gonna go ahead and get the comic book anyway, because she is my favorite X-Men character. I don't know. Fox be messing people's shit up.
Well, I've had a nice talk with you, but we had to wrap this up.
All right.
People, this is Rant EM Radio's greatest show of all time, the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. And I should know, it's my show. But there's other shows here on Rant EM Radio starting tomorrow at 11 p.m. It's the Sports Report. Then Tuesday night's a doubleheader of the Shining Wizards at 7 and then the Rant at 9. Two nice live shows talking wrestling. Thursday you get Rant and Wrestling, and Friday you get Old School Wrestling with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And we're getting a new show here on Saturdays. I forgot the name of it, but it's going to be coming up soon. There'll be a show coming on every other Saturday. It's part of the Shining Wizard Network. I know that.
Night Jury, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I got to remember the name so I don't fumble over that. But yeah, that's coming to
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Yes. And some more wrestling. And we should be getting a pay-per-view pre- and post-show coming up for Survivor Series.
Next week.
Oh, next week. Okay.
Yeah. One, and I will be called Daniel Show again, yeah, so we can talk about the Justice League.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about the Justice League next week. I haven't been able to watch Walking Dead yet because every week there's been another reason why I can't tune into it. So I got like 3 or 4 episodes saved up, and I can't watch it tonight because my team's on, and then the Survivor Series next week, and I'm just so behind on the season. I don't know if I even should watch it. Uh-oh. Is Atlanta going to win this game? They're up 17-7 against the Cowboys. So, anyway, no football talk. That's for tomorrow night. Sports Report, 11:15. And, let's see. You seen any other movies before we go real quick?
I did see Valorian and House of a Thousand Planets.
Oh, man. That
It's not a sleeper hit.
It put me to sleep.
Sleeper hit. Oh, well, you just don't understand sci-fi.
Don't hand me that crap. That
you don't understand.
Don't
sci-fi.
Hand me that crap, man. I was watching sci-fi before you was a.
Okay, but you don't understand. Oh my God.
I was watching sci-fi.
Did you understand the very beginning scene?
Listen. I was watching sci-fi before you was a nut in your pappy's pants.
The humans had made peace with each other. And then aliens started.
Right. I know that.
Come on, man.
The spaceship came together because aliens was coming to the International Space Station and all. Oh, that doesn't make it a good movie. The movie was boring.
It was good to me.
It looked fantastic. The special effects.
It was the two characters boring. Was kind of boring. Okay, they
it
was.
Was. No, the
but
whole
the rest of the movie was fascinating.
The whole movie was boring. It took so hard for me not to doze off during that thing, and I wasn't the only one in the theater that was like, damn. It was boring.
I love that movie. It's a sleeper hit to me in my eyes. I don't care what nobody say. And I hope they come out with a part two.
Now, how do you pronounce his name? T-O-M-A-S. It's Tomas, right?
Valorian, right? That was his
name. No. I'm talking about that name I just mentioned. That's how you pronounce that name, right? Tomas?
Tomas?
T-O-M-A-S?
Tomas.
Yeah, right. Because he got mad at me last week because I called him Thomas. But Tomas, he messes with me on Facebook. He claims he's gonna call in, and he doesn't. He never calling in. You know he don't want to face. He don't want to face me in a one on one. But anyway, so he says he hates all the Marvel movies, and I'm like, why you keep going? He thought that Transformers was the best movie of the year.
You mean the one the weakest?
He thinks that's the Bumblebee movie is going to be even better. And I think he's just pulling my strings, but, you know.
Yeah, he probably is.
Then again, you know, he might be watching me and messing with me. But anyway, I missed your call. You said you were going to call in. You didn't call in, so you left me hanging. I'm okay with that, but yeah. Yeah, the Valerian and Thousand Cities down.
Shut up.
You know, though, to each his own, I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't like it.
I hope they make a part two so we can go ahead and see it
that's
again.
That's not happening. It didn't make no money.
I know it didn't, but they need to just come out with it because I want to see it.
And listen, you know, it's based on a French comic book and everything. And
I want to actually look at the comic. I'm going to actually see. But where can I find those comic books? I tried to look for it. Valorian, but I don't, you know, I haven't.
Oh, I don't know if they have an American version or not.
Yeah, I wish they did. The story of it was very cool. I don't know. I just liked it. The first beginning and then like the little alien, the little.
The Avatar aliens, you mean?
Yeah, they were so, wasn't it? They were so beautiful.
Yeah, you know, too bad they was an Avatar, because it would have been something to see, but we already got that in Avatar, so. Anyway, so people, thanks for tuning in. We will be back next week, and you know, all the way up till Christmas, if nothing goes wrong, and you know. Our leaders don't send us to war or anything like that. And, you know, we could look forward to next year movies and stuff. Oh, you know, I'm looking forward to reading Marvel 2 and 1, so, because that's supposed to lead.
Marvel 2 and 1?
Yes. And Marvel 2 and 1 back in the day was a book where the Thing would team up with a different hero every issue. So. Cause they used to have books like that, like
Marvel 2-in-1 or Marvel
2-in-1. Like they had a book back in the day where Spider-Man teamed up with a different person every issue, but this time it's gonna be the Thing because it was his book.
The Thing and the Hematoma. I heard about
right.
this.
And this, you know, they're gonna try
I
to
might
bring
go
back
ahead
the,
and get this.
The Fantastic Four. Hopefully they bring them back and
oh,
do
before,
the right.
Are you getting Doomsday Clock?
Yes.
Okay, you good. So we can read that together.
And
I'm getting that too.
Hey, we got to try to talk about some Punisher next week.
Punisher?
Yes, that's starting on Friday.
Oh, the movie, huh?
No, the
TV show.
Yes.
Netflix. Oh yeah, starts Friday. I'm gonna have to watch that.
This is Iron Fist start filming next month. Iron Fist 2.
I'm ready for Luke Cage, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Wait for Luke Cage. All right, man.
All right, thanks for calling in. Hopefully we'll talk again next week. All right, peace out, man. And everybody, thanks for listening. See you next week. Peace.